This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. Harvest for corn and soybeans is not in full swing yet in Northwest Iowa, but combines will be out in force soon. We will hear more from Northwest Iowa Bex Hybrids agronomist Eric Bartels next.
Harvest isn't easy. Long hours, heavy loads, hard miles. But the work doesn't stop when the crop comes out. At Landis, we know next year's harvest is already in the making. It starts with choosing the right seed. It builds with acreage inputs that push your crop further, and it stays sharp with Sky Scout technology that finds issues before they cost you bushels. This isn't chance, it's planning, and it's what we do together. Talk to your Landis advisor or stop at your local Landis location today, and let's get next season started.
Northwest Iowa Bex Hybrids agronomist Eric Bartels says that harvest for silage corn is underway in Northwest Iowa.
Yeah, we've had a lot of chopping, high moisture corn harvest, you know, for livestock and things like that. The combines are starting to roll on corn as well. There's some areas where the crop died and the combines are running. Beans, some early bean reports I've heard, but we're really just getting started on combine yield data.
Bartels mentions the target moisture level for corn and when farmers should begin harvesting.
We're seeing a lot of this corn just crumbling very, very quickly. When I was, a teenager, a lot of times my parents would say nothing good happens after 10 o'clock, or sometimes people's parents would say midnight. This year, I've told a lot of farmers nothing good happens after 22%. There's a lot of this corn that is at that stage. We want to get it out very, very quickly because a lot of our standability, the integrity of the stalks is crumbling fast.
He adds that the differences between fields which were treated with fungicide and left untreated are stark this season.
Yes, they are showing up. We've done some studies at our PFR sites as well with fungicide and with untreated checks. I've not seen the data, but I've heard that down at Colfax, they were talking about a 50 bushel an acre difference in that study. I've heard a lot of other stories, from farmers that they're seeing very huge responses or loss in yield when they did not spray a fungicide.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.